Most people go off-grid for the same reason. They want to escape the system. I can relate to that. I had the same thought when I moved off-grid. But in reality, you don't escape the system. There's still airplanes. You still have to pay some bills. You might have a driver's license, and so on. The truth is, you don't really escape the system. You just reduce your dependency on it. And if you don't understand that going in, well, you might struggle. When I first started, I didn't have a perfect setup. It was just raw land and my camper van. The camper van allowed me to have shelter, water, food, power, and income in a basic setup, but I improved those systems over time. So the truth is, you still need money, tools, and materials, but you get to choose what your dependencies are instead of everything being chosen for you. So that's what off-grid living is really about, is building systems that allow you to reduce your dependency and choosing what you're dependent on. A little less dependency here, a little more structure and stability there, and in passes over time, it all adds up until you have systems that are working for you instead of the other way around. Once you get a garden going, an example, you don't have to tend to the plants all night long. They grow while you sleep. So the leverage is the time invested in building it, and it compounds over time, and then it starts to provide for you even while you're not working on it. If you've followed along, you've probably heard me call this little tree all kinds of things over the last couple years, and turns out it's a mulberry tree. Maybe I won't forget this time. There's the work investment up front of building systems for shelter, water, food, power, and income. But eventually those systems start to compound and they start to do work for you, even while you're sleeping. It took me a long time to dig this, but once it was dug, it stayed dug. And now I can grow food in it constantly with a lot less effort. I can store water up in the water tower, move it around to livestock and to gardens with a lot less effort. It wasn't green like this around the pond or around the cabin, but by building a wall, I have wind protection. By having water, it has an overflow, so this pond fills in about an hour in monsoon season. Water overflows, and you see all the green in the back is because there's water in the ground there. And it took a lot of effort to build that in the first place. And to cover the ground and manure from the horses and to add compost and enrich the soil took a long time. A lot of work investment up front. But it takes less to maintain it. And over time, the systems will get even better. You notice income is part of the system, shelter, water, food, power, income. Eventually, I should be able to hire a farmhand to help me around. And as I get older in age, everything should still continue to improve and get easier. And that includes healthcare. So a large problem that many people have is finding a piece of land without thinking it through thoroughly, falling in love with that land, and then spending the rest of their life trying to make it work, when that's kind of backwards. And what you should do is find a county that's friendly. Look into zoning, the rules. What can you do and what can't you do? You want to start with the county. And that's why I built the off-grid county directory. If you want a structured sequence that's going to work, just search off-grid county directory in any search engine and it'll come right up.